following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, January 21st, and today's message for our Refuge Daily. This whole week we've been going through ways that we can restart or reset or jumpstart our faith, and just wanted to give you guys a quick idea, something that has been working for me with really restarting, in a way, my faith, my walk with the Lord. And that's in the mornings when I first get up early. And I know Pastor Bill does this, that he gets up and he gets out and he goes on a walk. And I do something very similar. We get up and I go for a walk down in the park right by my home, or sometimes down to the beach. And it's not a long walk. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20. But what's really cool about it is that I don't walk alone. While I might be the only one literally walking in a group, there's no big group around me. What I do is at 7:45 every morning, I get on a Google Hangout chat with about five other guys, and we just kind of update each other on how we're doing for the day, and spend some time in prayer. And so I'm out on a walk and getting some exercise, getting some fresh air, and especially now it's coming off of COVID, can't walk as fast or walk as far, but still being able to do that, and taking the time to just pray with each other then, and praying for each other's day and for our work that we've got coming up. And doing that every day during the week has been a huge help to my own walk. In Proverbs 27, verse 17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And so just as, you know, you take two knives and you can, if you know what you're doing, sharpen them with each other. So spending time with other people, other believers, can do the same thing. And I find that to be the case when in those days, when I'm out and I'm able to get out and go for the walk, and just sitting and praying with the guys, praying with each other and for each other. I think it's more than just us praying for our own lives, but when we start to pray for other people as well, that our faith grows, our faith is strengthened through lifting each other up. It's not just ourselves then, it's other people that can be lifted up as well. And so we all just take turns, we all just rotate who's praying for that day. But it really has been a huge, huge thing. And the second thing is then when I get back home, before the kids are up for school, or before the kids are ready for school and are doing their classes, and before the rest of our day starts, we sit down and we do devotions as a family. And I'll admit that it's not every morning. I wish it was, but more often than not, we sit down, we open up the Word, and we dive into it together. And so teaching our kids how to read the Word, how to dive into it, but not just that, getting into it for ourselves as well. And we use the SOAP journaling method, where you write out a scripture, write out an observation, an application, and then you write out your prayer. Teaching the kids, even at a young age, to start doing that and to dive in. And at first, you know, they're you know, like, they'll find a verse that says, you know, share, you know, be kind to one another. And they're like, I should be kind. I should be kind to my brother. Lord, help me be kind. But then they start to grow, and they're growing deeper in how they're doing their devotions and what they're pulling out of it. And it's really cool to be able to see the kids be able to do that. But even for myself, as a pastor and as somebody who's been in the Word for my pretty much my entire life, but I see that and I immediately am drawn to the fact that the Word says, you know, yeah, we should be teaching ourselves, but we should be getting into it, meditating on the law of the Lord day and night. I'm currently right now in my own devotional time with Adrian at night. We're going through Psalm 119, and you know, longest chapter in the Bible. But what I find fascinating is almost every single verse is a meditation on the beautiful nature of God's word, of God's scripture, of his law, of his precepts. And getting into that time with the family has been one of those key moments that has really helped jumpstart my faith. And so I would encourage you guys to be doing that, to get into the word and spending time in prayer, especially with others. Get in a small group of some sort, whether you're plugged into a small group at Refuge or not. Find a group of people that you can gather with, that you can pray with, whether you call it accountability or prayer or small groups. Just get involved in it, and then get into the Word. Get into the Word daily. I know my last message that I gave for Refuge Daily was about that same thing, about jumpstarting your Bible reading plan and finding a good Bible reading plan. It's not too late. Just because it's January 21st doesn't mean that it's too late to start a Bible reading plan. You can start any time of the year. What better time? Then it's no longer a New Year's resolution, because you know that 99% of New Year's resolutions fail. If you started in January 21st, that's not a New Year's resolution anymore. It's just a resolution, and you have a good chance of finishing that. But make it a goal to get into the Word, spend time with the Scriptures, and then spend time in prayer with other people. That's it for today. We'll see you next time on Refuge Daily. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.